Morning. Hello.
Obviously, back in London, back from recess, so a very busy period for you at the moment.
Yes, it is. It's always quite difficult to get back into the London routine. Yeah, a couple of busy weeks now, in and out of things like party conferences, and then hopefully back to the normal grindstone after that.
Obviously, the last time we spoke to you, it's been an absolutely amazing year politically to kind of watch from a neutral perspective. Just before the summer, we had the Brexit votes on the EU referendum, a new leader for the Conservatives as well. Quite a lot to think about coming into this next period.
I mean, you know, there was more, for those people interested in this kind of thing, there was more packed into that sort of 10-week period than there normally is in sort of 5 years. And, you know, every day you sort of woke up and there was yet another drama, another twist in the story, another resignation, another scandal, you know, another surprise. And so, yeah, it was a bit full on for quite a long time. So actually, coming back just for these 2 weeks and separate, it's been quite nice to have a normal week in which there hasn't been some massive upheaval and drama. So it was just quite dull now, really.
And, of course, a lot of talk about Brexit still and how that will affect both us here in Pembrokeshire and you know, the wider UK scene. And a lot of people having very, very different views on Brexit. We've heard the line, Brexit means Brexit, as many times as you like. So what does Brexit kind of mean to you?
Well, I think the thing which worries me slightly at the moment is I think sort of there is a feeling that, well, it happened, and so what was all the fuss about? Well, the reality is it hasn't happened. The votes happened, but the negotiations and the impact has yet to start. And I think whether you are a Remainer or whether you are a Leaver, you know, the hard work has yet to be undertaken. The vote was clear. We all know what the result was. And Theresa May has been, you know, absolutely crystal clear, as far as I'm concerned, that, right, this is the task which we have been set and we must deliver it to the best of our ability. Now, you know, there will be some, I imagine, some quite difficult challenges along the way. And what people like Stephen Crabbe and I have to do is, whenever we are required to make a decision, just go through our mind. How is this going to affect tourism in West Wales? How is this going to affect agriculture? How is this going to affect business? How is this going to affect the businesses on the Milford Haven waterway? Those are the questions which we have to ask ourselves. And hopefully, you know, over what will now be a period of years, come up with outcomes which are that the people in work and people on pensions, people in schools in our part of the world are actually going to think, yep, that's what we voted for, or for those who wanted to remain, that's what we were fearful of. So we hope our elected representatives take it into account. So that's going to affect every single thing we do for the next few years now.
Indeed. And, well, talking about those local issues and the effects it'll have on the locality, what are your kind of priorities then over the next year, looking at Pembrokeshire in Carmarthen West?
If my mailbag, if my inbox is anything to go by, not much has changed in that still the economy is what really matters. I get an awful lot of inquiries and concerns about health-related matters. That's normally dealt with by the Welsh Assembly, but, you know, we have to address those as best we can as a constituency in Peterborough. But what comes up time and time again is job security. Are we actually going to be able to continue to unemployment falling in our area, as it has done consistently now over several years? Our business is going to be able to set up sort of free from too much interference and bureaucracy from Cardiff or from London, or indeed for the time being from Brussels. Our people who are born and brought up in Pembrokeshire and Carmarthen are going to be able to find a job and stay there, have a family, get their kids educated. Will there still be a hospital at Withybush? These are the things which come up every single day. Now, you know, it was complicated enough pre-Brexit. Now it's always going to be that question, how's Brexit going to affect those factors as well?
And, of course, you've been a big campaigner on broadband issues in the county as well. Will that campaigning continue?
Yes, absolutely. And actually, 2 years ago, I was a bit more bullish about the progress that we were making with broadband. I mean, it is a fantastic scheme. It is, you know, houses and businesses are being switched on every day. It is a success story. But, you know, I do, you know, and I bear witness to this myself down in near Lambeth Belfry, where I live. It is slow. It is slow. You know, the speed is slow, but also the rate of progress is slow. And I do understand that you are in out of the way places in particular. All we ever seem to do is pick up the paper and read about other people's fantastic broadband speed, and it is quite frustrating. But it now affects everything. I mean, it now affects the way we can do business competitively. It affects pensioners who want to keep in touch with families. It affects kids who want to do homework. It affects farmers who want to fill in their many forms they have to fill in online. This isn't just a luxury anymore. This is not about having fun on your computer. This is about actually a service which is as important to people as gas, water and electricity.
Like you say, your inbox fills up week in, week out with a load of local issues. But if people do want to get in touch with you and kind of have their say and voice their opinion on local matters, they can do that, can't they?
Yeah, I'm really keen to encourage that. I'm just about to start it, I think in October, a new series of, we call them meet and greets. So just little local meetings we have in pubs and venues around the two counties. Everybody will get an invitation through the post. Come along and have a sandwich, have a glass of wine or whatever it is, and air concerns and just have a chat. It's not compulsory, but if people want to do that, they can. But actually, if that's not for you, then, drop me an email. It's simon.hart.mp@parliament.uk. I do increasing amount of stuff on Facebook these days. Doesn't always go as well as I would like, but it's quite a good means of exchanging views, and people can get in touch via Facebook, Twitter, email, telephone, and even knock on the door in the office in Whitland. We do it the old-fashioned way as well. There's something for everybody.
Busy period, plenty to be getting on with, so we will leave you to it, but thank you very much for chatting to us today.
Not at all.